I'm Kate, and I'm going to read the editorial. When I was very young, my mother thought it would be a good idea if I learnt ballroom dancing, so she took me off to have lessons in the Orchid Ballroom in Purley. I was callow and inept, but mastered the waltz and was fair at the foxtrot. But it all seemed wildly old-fashioned to a child emerging into the 60s. Let's face it, Doctor Who was much more exciting than Come Dancing, even though it was originally presented by Peter Dimmock. And we were thrilled not by ballroom tunes, but by the music of the Stones and the Beatles. And dancing didn't exactly make one a babe magnet, my first romantic encounter being at the candy counter of Woolworths. It didn't go well. A sweet start, but a bitter ending. There was a certain froideur much later when the store went bust. For decades, I have thought with some relief that dancing was all over. Well, it transpires it isn't. After years of dad dancing in low lighting, I was summoned to attend a large barn dance to celebrate the big birthday of the mother of my daughter's husband-to-be. I approached this with some anxiety. Not known for my social skills, the hauteur I had long ago assumed to defend me from endless bullying might not work in this milieu. I shouldn't have worried, though. It was a blast, one of the most cheerful alcohol-soaked evenings it has ever been my privilege to attend, a group prodigious in number and all of Dickensian good cheer. The lady calling the moves was 80, looked like Miriam Margolyes, and gosh, she was good. She had us all doing dance moves, which closely resembled the choreography you see in Bridgerton. In fact, it made me realise how close posh and non-posh dancing are. I may have been dressed in very expensive cowboy boots and a rather fetching Stetson, but there was a sense of abandon and joy in my feet. My darling wife said it was the first time we had danced properly since we were courting. Well, she didn't exactly say that, but by now I was actually in Bridgerton. Which leads me on to the event that took place on the morning of the day of my barn dance epiphany, our village's event staged for a million acts of hope. Hurrah, the editor is at last actually writing about something that happened in Benson. Well, I was initially struck down with ennui about the whole affair. Really? Do we actually need to do this? Well, actually we do, because it was fab. Everyone was there. Not many people were unpleasant, though someone did say out loud that the bulletin published lies. Honestly, you can't please everyone, especially in a social media age of which the old yellow papers would be proud. There were children all over the place, some with things in earth I was beyond understanding. Free drinks and cake. Thank you, David Wilson Holmes, for providing that. There was a small bell that demonstrated campanology, which rang occasionally, making me jump and think someone was about to make a speech. Unusually, I actually spoke and listened to lots of people to hear stories of military history, being a journalist in Russia, and a passion for Benjamin Britten. This is a rich and wonderful community. At the very end, I overheard someone worried about the success of the event ask, "Did that work for you?" Well, I last used that phrase as a student lying in bed with a rather beautiful girl, and I'm convinced that, rather than the very disappointing answer I got from my fellow student, Benson's answer would be that it worked brilliantly for the village and should be repeated every year. Happy summer.